Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental concepts in chemistry, redox reactions. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Redox? That sounds complicated. But trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand redox reactions, you'll be able to spot them in exam questions and earn those crucial marks. This topic appears across multiple areas of your OCR GCSE specification, from displacement reactions to electrolysis, so mastering it now will pay dividends throughout your course. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, understanding redox is absolutely essential. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the basics. The word redox is actually a combination of two processes, reduction and oxidation. These two processes always happen together. You can't have one without the other. Think of them as dance partners, always moving in sync. Now, there are two ways to define oxidation and reduction, and which one you use depends on the reaction you're looking at. The first definition, and this is the one foundation tier candidates need to know, involves oxygen. Oxidation is the gain of oxygen. Reduction is the loss of oxygen. Simple, right? For example, when magnesium burns in air, it gains oxygen to form magnesium oxide. The magnesium has been oxidized. Meanwhile, if we heat copper oxide with carbon, the copper oxide loses oxygen to become copper metal. The copper oxide has been reduced. But here's where it gets interesting for higher tier students. The more sophisticated definition involves electrons. Oxidation is the loss of electrons. Reduction is the gain of electrons. And here's your first memory hook. Write this down. O-I-L-R-I-G. Oxidation is loss. Reduction is gain. This mnemonic is worth its weight in gold in the exam hall. I've seen students write it at the top of their paper before they even read the first question, and it saves them every single time. Let's see this in action. When a magnesium atom becomes a magnesium ion, it loses two electrons. We write this as Mg arrow Mg2 plus plus 2 E minus. That's a half equation. And notice where the electrons are on the right-hand side. That's because oxidation is loss of electrons. The magnesium has been oxidized. Now, what about reduction? If a copper 2 plus ion gains 2 electrons to become a copper atom, we write Cu2 plus plus 2 E minus arrow Cu. The electrons are on the left-hand side this time because reduction is gain of electrons. The copper ion has been reduced. Here's a critical exam tip. The most common mistake students make with half equations is putting the electrons on the wrong side. Remember, electrons on the right for oxidation, electrons on the left for reduction. Think right for loss, both have four letters. That little trick has saved countless students from dropping marks. Now, let's talk about oxidizing and reducing agents, because this is where many candidates lose marks. The oxidizing agent is the substance that accepts electrons and causes something else to be oxidized. Crucially, the oxidizing agent itself gets reduced. It's like a chemical Robin Hood. It takes electrons from others. The reducing agent is the opposite. It donates electrons, causes something else to be reduced, and itself gets oxidized. In a displacement reaction, let's say magnesium displacing copper from copper sulfate, the magnesium is the reducing agent because it donates electrons to the copper ions. The copper ions are the oxidizing agent because they accept electrons from the magnesium. And here's the key. Magnesium can do this because it's more reactive than copper. More reactive metals have a greater tendency to lose electrons and form positive ions. Right, let's talk exam strategy. Redox questions typically appear worth between 3 and 6 marks, and you should allocate about 1 minute per mark. That means a 6-mark question deserves 6 to 7 minutes of your time. First, identify the command word. If the question says state, you need a brief factual answer, maybe just oxidation or loss of electrons. If it says explain, you must say how or why using the word because to link cause and effect. For example, magnesium is oxidized because it loses electrons to form Mg2 plus ions. Second, watch out for the most common pitfall, confusing the agent with the process. Students often write, the oxidizing agent is oxidized, but that's backwards. The oxidizing agent causes oxidation in something else while it itself is reduced. If you're stuck, remember, the oxidizing agent is the reactant that contains the species being reduced. Third, for higher tier students, if the question asks for a half equation, you must show electrons. If it asks for an ionic equation, you remove spectator ions but don't show electrons. Know the difference. And finally, here's a pro tip. If a question involves a reaction with no oxygen present, like a halogen displacement or electrolysis, you cannot use the oxygen definition. You must switch to the electron model. Examiners specifically test whether you can make that switch. Time for a quick knowledge check. I'll ask three questions, pause the podcast, and see if you can answer them. Question 1. What does oil rig stand for? Question 2. In the half equation, Cl2TuE plus 2E minus Aro2Cl minus, is chlorine being oxidized or reduced? Question 3. In a displacement reaction between zinc and copper sulfate, which metal is the reducing agent? Okay, here are the answers. 1. Oxidation is loss, reduction is gain, referring to electrons. 2. Reduced because it's gaining electrons and the electrons are on the left-hand side. 3. Zinc is the reducing agent. It donates electrons to copper ions, causing them to be reduced, while zinc itself is oxidized. How did you do? If you got all three, fantastic. If not, go back and review those core concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the two definitions of oxidation and reduction, oxygen transfer for foundation, electron transfer for higher. We've learned the oil rig mnemonic, how to construct half equations with electrons on the correct side, and the crucial difference between oxidizing and reducing agents. We've also discussed how redox links to displacement reactions and reactivity. Remember, redox reactions are everywhere in your specification, in electrolysis, in metal extraction, in the reactivity series. Master this topic, and you'll find so many other areas suddenly make more sense. Before your exam, write oil rig at the top of your paper, check your half equations for electron placement, and always, always identify the command word before you start writing. Thank you for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing those half equations, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your revision.